Well, good morning and welcome to the Wayne Hannity Affair on your radio station. This is the 195.1 FM and, of course, for almost 50 years now, 1080 on your AM dial. Well, how'd your weekend go? Great weather, huh? They saved it all for this coming weekend for the Defeat of Jesse James Day celebration, which begins, believe it or not, tomorrow night. Actually, it begins tomorrow afternoon at noon. Well, there'll be a prayer vigil at the Northfield Cemetery, and you are invited. This week, we're going to concentrate on those individuals that are chairmen of various things that are going on, and there are a lot of things going on. And after the services at noon tomorrow, it then swings into tomorrow evening for the annual Joseph Lee Haywood. I always say Memorial Award. That isn't it. Joseph Lee Haywood what?
Distinguished Service Award.
Thank you. And that voice comes from a young woman by the name of Jessica Irwin. And if I mistakenly call you Jessica Green, you'll forgive me, won't you?
That's okay. A lot of people know me by my maiden name.
Yes. Well, Jessica Irwin, this is number two for you, I believe, in regards to putting together the Joseph Lee Haywood Banquet.
Correct.
And what was it like last year, the first time? Jeannie Snowbrick had done it for how many years, do you think?
Many more than I know.
Yeah, quite a few.
She's a great mentor, though.
And so she got, she said that she was going to retire from that. And she, I think, chose you to be the leader of that particular function. How long have you been on the Defeat of Jesse James Day Committee?
Since 2007. This is my 12th celebration with you guys. Yay!
Isn't that something? My 51st.
Wow.
Isn't that something? Now, let's let people know who you are.
Okay.
You're townie. Well, you live in town.
I'm a surrogate townie.
Yes, sir. I never heard that one before. That's good. Surrogate townie. And you work for Edward Jones.
Correct. With Greg Pierce. Yep.
And you are located on Division Street between... between 5th and 6th on the east side of Division Street.
Correct.
Right next to the Reunion.
Correct.
Which is being built.
Yep, I can't wait. I hear many good things about that place.
And I was shocked. That's not going to be ready until next spring.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait either. Okay, now, anyhow, let's talk about the Joseph Lee Haywood Distinguished Service Award. Which one is this? Have you counted them? Is it like the...
Oh, yes. I think this is our 39th.
39 years. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
39 years. That means that there have been 39 individuals that have been honored with this accomplishment. And some are couples. Orb and Mrs. Perman,
correct,
were honored. And you're doing that again this year. You're picking a couple.
Correct. Lois and Noel Stratmon.
Okay. How do a lot of people are familiar with the recipients of this Distinguished Service Award, and some of them don't know how that's done. How is an individual, or in this case, a couple, chosen for this most prestigious award in the community of Northfield?
Well, we send out a call for nominations in the spring, and so we try to reach as many people as we can in our community because we can't know everybody that lives here, but we know that there must be a lot of people that give back to their community, volunteering, that kind of thing. And so we call out to like our local service groups and local churches, and we put it in the paper and just say, hey, do you know somebody deserving of this recognition?
You put it on the radio?
We should.
Yeah.
I'll make a note of that. Thank you for that suggestion. I appreciate that very much, because I would like to reach more people to receive more nominations, because I think there's probably a hidden group of people that we don't know about that
So now you get a lot of these people, generally they're turned in by other individuals and nominate somebody as opposed to nominating yourself.
Correct.
Okay. And then you have more than one person. You don't sit down and go through all the applications and make a choice. What do you do?
Well, we gather those nominations and there's a deadline to submit, and then I'll put a package together, and we've got a selection committee that meets, and that usually is comprised of five or six people, usually five, because that way we have an odd number for voting if it comes to that. But then they're reviewed by the board chair and a few other volunteers that help me with that selection committee.
And do you meet more than once, or do you... Bam, somebody's there right away.
No, I'll give the packets out to the selection committee and let them review them for a couple weeks, and then we'll meet and we'll have a little powwow and kind of go through your top selections and have a discussion table. I try to bring treats, but usually people are ready to...
When you're doing that, this is your second year. Have you been on the committee before, on the selection committee?
I think once before in the past, yep.
Okay, so this is your third time. Are you taken aback and surprised about individuals that have been nominated? And you go, well, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, I am. There's a wide range of nominations from age groups, male and female, different industries or different areas of work. Like there's some people that work in the school district. There's some people that work in churches. There's some people that work, you know, in and about town. So we do get a wide variety of different folks.
And do you remember who the first one was?
Al Cui.
Al Cui. And Carl Rovog was also honored for distinguished service to the community. So that's two former governors and a congressman.
Mm-hmm.
Al Cui had governor and congressman. So then you have, every year I go through the list, and as your MC, thank you for inviting me to continue the tradition, and you notice the ones that have passed away, for example, and you go, holy cow, life is short.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are those that are in attendance that have received this award. I ask them to stand and recognize them. And it's always a lot of fun that they support the thing by, you know, coming to the event and participating in the post-induction events that go on. So it's a lot of fun. But you've been on this committee this year, 12 defeated Jesse James days. And how did you end up in Northfield? Now, this is part, I want our listeners to know what the various chairpersons of events do and where they come from. So we did what you do. Now let's find out about you. And how did you end up in Northfield, Minnesota?
I met a boy.
Okay. And where did you meet the boy?
Well, I met him in the cities. His name is Alec Irwin. I met my husband, and he's what brought me to this area. But I met him up in the cities. He was a teacher in the same building that I worked at. I worked for an import-export company upstairs, and he worked for a school downstairs.
There was a school and an import-export business in the same building?
Correct.
Where in St. Paul?
Bloomington.
Bloomington, okay. Mm-hmm. That's kind of unusual, isn't it?
Not necessarily.
To have a school in a... Was it a charter school?
No, it was like a secondary college school. It was called the Academy. I think they're still up there somewhere.
Oh, okay. It wasn't a public school.
No, it was like a college.
And did you work for the company upstairs?
Yes.
And what was your job there?
I was working in import-exports under my supervisor, Kathy, and she would help me get the paperwork ready for things coming in or things going out.
So you had to deal with all the tariff taxes?
No, I just had to get the paperwork ready for different parts that were being shipped out to different places.
So you met this boy, now your husband, and was he from Northfield?
Yes.
Oh, what's his name?
Alec Irwin.
Is he related to the Irwins that I would know, Monty Irwin, the late Monty Irwin?
Was he the florist?
Yes.
Oh, no, I apologize. No relation to the florist.
Okay. Well, a lot of listeners that are my age, they remember Monty Irwin and all the great things he did for our community. So anyhow, did you live here and get married?
Correct.
Right? And now you recently got married.
5 years ago already.
Is that 5 years?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
But we've been together for 17.
Wow. 5 years. It seems like you want to say, hey, congratulations. It's 20 minutes after 9 o'clock on the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN, a friend you can count on. My guest this morning is Jessica Irwin. She is the chairwoman of the Hagenwood Banquet, which is coming up tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Well, why don't you give the exact program?
Well, the doors open at 5, and we'll have a little bit of a social hour, and then we usually eat around 6:30. I do want to put out to our listeners that you are still welcome to attend. I apologize. I've gotten some feedback that a couple people had trouble finding where to get tickets. You can still RSVP at Premier Bank through the end of the day today, or you can call me and get on that RSVP list and then just pay at the door. That's no problem. My cell phone number is 507-649-0551. Again, that's 649-0551.
And we'll repeat that again.
Okay.
Obviously. So how does that program going to work for those that are listening right now and you're honoring Noel and
Lois.
Lois Stratmon.
Correct.
And so there may be some people listening that go, oh, wow, I know Noel. I know Lois. I've been in a play with them. I've been on the school board with them.
Or the hospital. Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about what you learned about Noel and Lois Stratmon. Were you familiar with them when you got the applications? Did you say, oh, I know them?
No, I apologize. I'm still getting to know a lot of our townsfolk. But I did know their faces. They didn't know me, but because I have friends that work in the Northfield Arts Guild and different places like that, I recognize their faces. I saw them around town quite a bit. So it was fun to learn more about them, that's for sure.
And are they going to perform? And I say that because I had the absolute pleasure of being in many plays or several plays with Noel and with Lois. And Noel's a great singer. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, I did. He's in a barbershop quartet.
Yeah. But he also does his own independent thing in various plays. And then Lois, she was an actress and a great singer. And I remember both of them in Jesse. I had the role of Clyde Wagstaff, the bad guy, in that melodrama. And Lois danced and sang, and Noel did his thing. And it was just a pleasure. And they're somewhat reserved and kind people individually. And when you see them on stage, you go, wow, I didn't know that. They have a lot of talent.
Blossom into their character, I take it.
Are you familiar with the little plaque, large plaque that is given to the incoming general chairman of the defeated Jesse James Days?
Oh, yes, I remember that.
The wooden one?
Yes.
With the horses on it?
Yes.
The stick, our logo type thing?
Yep.
All handmade?
Correct.
By Noel Stratmon.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Why, thank you, Noel. That's wonderful.
And he stopped by the studio several years ago and said, Wayne, I'd like to give this to you. And I said, well, thank you. And I thought, well, this will look nice with my collection of stuff. And then I thought, well, I got an idea. Let's make this a traveling trophy. And so I signed on the back, too big, because I hope it's around for a long time. And then passed it on to those that succeeded me as general chairman. And then they sign it and then pass it on to the next person. And Noel Stratmon made that.
I love that it's a traveling piece of history at the same time.
Yeah. Have you ever been to the Quarterback Club?
I have.
What do you usually order?
Cheeseburger.
From that menu, just a cheeseburger or one of the special ones?
No, just a California burger and a chocolate shake.
Okay, that's it? Have you ever tried their baby back barbecued ribs?
I have not.
They introduced those several years ago. Their baby back barbecued ribs with mountains of madness just oozing all over them in the form of their special sauce. You can get a third rack, a half rack, you can get a full rack.
Do they have them on the lunch menu? You're making me hungry.
They serve them, anytime they're open after 10 o'clock.
Okay.
They serve breakfast. They're known for their great breakfast, their roasted chicken, their baby back barbecued ribs, and that burger that you get is flame broiled.
It's good stuff.
And it's the only place in town that flame broils their burgers. How about that?
Wow, nice.
And it's the Quarterback Club, which is locally owned and locally operated.
I love that.
And gives opportunities to young kids in high school to maybe get their very first job.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty nice.
That was a commercial.
I love it.
And I meant every word of it. I just pass it along. 25 minutes after 9 o'clock, our guest this morning is Jessica Irwin. She is the chairwoman of the Haywood Banquet, which will be held tomorrow night. And as you said, happy hour starts at 5 o'clock, did you say? Or is...
Correct. Doors open at 5, yep.
Okay, and you hope to have the program underway at about 6:30?
Well, like I said, we'll have a social hour for people to mingle before they take their seats. And then we'll have the blessing. Pastor Timothy McDermott from Bethel Church will be with us.
Oh, good.
Yep. He'll give us a blessing before we eat, and then we can start serving some food, and we'll get the program underway.
Okay. And George, of course, owns and operates the Northfield Ballroom.
Yes.
And his wife, Eva, was the daughter of Bernie Hughes. And the late Bernie Hughes was one of the first recipients of the Joseph Lee Haywood.
That's wonderful. I didn't realize there was a connection like that. Thank you for telling me that.
Well, you know, that's what's fun about life is all the connections that you have. The fellow that was just on the air that is moving up to Little Canada to be the administrator there, he knew exactly where Rice and County Road C is, and that's where I went to the first grade, Miss Rice, Public School 31, and my family is all dark-haired, and she was blonde. And at Christmas break, everything was great. I came back to school as a first grader. And Miss Rice said, "Look, kids, what I got for Christmas." And it was a diamond ring, which meant she was engaged and was going to get married. And she broke my heart.
Oh, Wayne.
I'll never forget it. Isn't that crazy?
Little first grade heart.
So
full of so much hope.
And she was so nice to me, and evidently I must have changed my attitude, because one day she got mad at me, and I was going down the stairs, you know, from the second floor.
Right.
And I didn't put my boots on like I was supposed to. And as I went around the corner to go down the next set of stairs, she reached out and got my hair and said, "Wayne." And I'm sitting there trying to walk down the steps. She got a hold of my hair. "Did I tell you to put your boots on?" "Okay, Miss Rice." So she turned out to be mean.
Oh.
What does it cost to get into the banquet?
I'm so glad you asked. It costs $20.
Is that all?
That's all. It's pretty easy and pretty fun.
Yeah. So a couple listening right now could look to each other and say, "Hey, you know what? Let's go out to that banquet tomorrow night."
That would be wonderful. I'd love for people to come out and help celebrate Lois and Noel.
And it'd be $40 for the couple.
Correct.
That's all. And you get a nice meal with that.
Correct.
And then you get to meet a lot of people socially. Mm-hmm. If you're new to Northfield, you'd want to go to this because you'll meet a lot of people. Everybody is friendly.
Absolutely.
And for those of us that have been around for a while, it's fun to see people you haven't seen for a while.
Correct.
And one I'm looking forward to seeing, I haven't seen Bob Winter for a while because bowling season ended, but I guess it starts next Monday. And I haven't seen, there's all kinds of people. Chubb Grissom is another one. He's a former recipient.
I think he's on the RSVP list.
Yeah, that's good. So we want to wish you very good luck in this adventure, and we have a couple of minutes left, so let's repeat the various information you want people to know.
Okay, sure. I just wanted to let people know that if you have not already previously called me or purchased reservations, that it's not too late, that all you have to do is call my cell phone, leave me a message because I'll be at work, and just give me your name and you can pay at the door. Again, that was $20 per person, and my cell phone number is 507-649-0551. Again, that's 649-0551.
You know, you give the number the way people should do it. Have you ever gotten a phone call from somebody and say, "Give me a call, 649?
Yes, people read numbers too fast when they leave a message.
And I always say, I'm going to give you my number and I'll repeat it. And then I'll give the number, then I'll say, are you going to be around on Tuesday afternoon, blah, 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 blah. And that number again is. So they don't have to go back and...
Right. Okay. Stop the message, replay.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that very much that you're in talking about a very important event that is 39, did you say?
I think this is our 39th one, yes.
Wow. Wow. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Good food. Program ends early. There'll be an opportunity to auction, to participate in an auction.
Correct.
On some very important buttons that Screwy or Jerry Skluzacek could put together.
Yep.
And then there'll be, I think there should be 100 people there that have bought tickets or buttons with for the Sertoma Club.
Correct.
And there'll be a drawing for every fifth number gets their money back, and at the end, $1,500 cash.
Yeah, that's kind of a nice little fundraiser they have, and you're right.
And they may have some buttons left, and if they do, you can buy them right on the spot and get in on the action. Walk-ins welcome?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. Andy Langhow will be there for the 125 pins and tickets that you can get in on that drawing.
Okay. Anything else?
Just a quick reminder that it's a button event. And so if you don't have your button, I believe Sertoma will be there selling them at the door. So I think everything's in place, ready to go.
And that's going to be a kind of a sad thing for a lot of us because Gene Finger, the late Gene Finger, was a fixture at the door along with Chris selling buttons.
Yes.
And he won't be there this year. So we'll have to bow our head for a moment for him. Well, thank you very much for coming in. And I believe our next guest is going to be your friend Lynn Ziegler. All right.
Oh, you'll have a good time.
Okay.
Thanks for having me, Wayne.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here on the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN. We are a friend you can count on. And coming up next on KYMN is going to be Lynn Ziegler. And she is going to talk about what's going on in regards to the rodeo. And we'll be with her in just a moment. But first, we have to pause for an important message.
Residential or commercial, Cannon Valley Water in Dundas is the place to call for water. Whether it's a complete water conditioning system or just salt delivery and filters, Cannon Valley Water can take care of it. And Cannon Valley Water can also deliver Candy Yohai premium water right to your house or business at great rates, too. Chippewa Springs is as pure today as it was when we first tested it over a century ago, and is proudly distributed by Cannon Valley Water. Pickups are now located at 609 Stafford Lane in Dundas, just behind Aldi. Call Cannon Valley for your water today.
The genuine enthusiasm for helping people get fit is palpable at CrossFit Scopos in Dundas. Every coach brings their expertise along with their desire to help you be the best you can be. This is Terry Knight, and I've worked out in a lot of gyms and on my own, but the atmosphere provided at CrossFit Scopos in Dundas is nothing like I've ever experienced. I'm challenged and lifted up. I hope you'll take a moment to check them out and let Scopos help you change your life. Go to CrossFitScopos.com.
All right, we're back live and in color on the Wayne Eddy Affair. Peaches and Herb, and I'm on your side. Seated across the microphone alley here is not Lynn Ziegler. It is a fellow by the name of Herman Transberg. Herman, welcome to the Wayne Eddy Affair.
Well, thanks, Wayne.
Now, you got to get back to work at 10 o'clock, don't you?
Yeah, that's correct. But Lynn called me about a half hour ago or less and said, I'm buried. Help me.
So. Okay. Well, you're certainly familiar with the rodeo, and that's what we're going to talk about for the next 30 minutes. So, Herman Transberg, what is your role this year? I know you've been involved for years, but sometimes you're the chairman of this or the leader of that.
Well, actually, Lynn's way far the lead person. I'm just kind of backup, and the thing I was really helped involved with was getting the bleachers moved.
Oh, that was, that's a story. I want to hear that story. By the way, the rodeo is going to be on Friday and Saturday?
That's correct, yep.
Friday night?
Friday night at 8 p.m., Saturday 2 and 8.
2 and 8, okay. And where are we going to sit?
Well, in our nice aluminum bleachers we have now installed.
And that's something we should talk about. Now, we had bleachers on the west side of the arena and on the east side of the arena.
Yes.
And it's kind of hard in the afternoon for the people sitting on the east side because they faced the sun.
Yes, it was hot.
And every year, a guy by the name of Kai Thorson would go out there and inspect the bleachers and make repairs as necessary.
He helped us a lot. He did a lot of repair work that very few people knew about. He'd be out there and 2 days before, a day before, and he'd be replacing planks and checking everything over, and he did a lot of work.
And of course, the bleachers have to be safe, and there is a governmental body that has employees
yes.
that go out and check on these things.
That's correct. So the new ones are going to be all up to standard.
Okay. Now, the big question is, where did you get the new ones?
Well, I believe they came from a racetrack. I bet you probably know more about that than I do. But
okay.
It took two semis to get them to my place, and they rested there for the last 3 years or 4 years. And on a Monday in the middle of July, we tried to load them up. It took all day Monday for us to pick them up and move them.
Well, here's the deal. You know I'm not real big on labor, okay?
Yeah.
I'm weak and old and all that stuff, plus my mind doesn't work that way.
I understand that real well.
Okay. Now, when we got these bleachers from a racetrack, they were very expensive.
Yes, they were.
I mean, we got a heck of a good deal on them, but still, they were very expensive.
Yes.
And when they bought them, they wondered, they being TJ and others, where are we going to put these things until we can put them together? How are we going to take the old bleachers out? How are we going to put the new bleachers in?
Yeah.
And where are we going to get the money? And
that was a problem.
So all of these things occurred. How did they end up on your farm?
Well, I had a spot that I didn't use much of anything for, so I said, well, bring them out. It was right close to the road. So Mike Peterson and I had a skid steer. It took two skid steers to unload them. And, of course, it took two skid steers again to put them back on a trailer and get them back into town.
So they brought them up in a semi-truck?
Two semis loads.
Wow. And then you guys had to unload them while the truck driver watched?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
They helped.
Oh, they did?
As much as they could.
Okay. So you have to lay them down a certain way, or do you just say get them off the truck and on the ground?
Yep. It was getting towards evening, so we just wanted to get them off and get them laying on the ground off the truck so they could leave.
Okay. So now they sit there for, like you say, almost 3 years. And,
yes.
And this is the year it was decided that the old bleachers have to go, the new ones come in. Now, the old bleachers were dismantled, if I remember correctly, by the FAA in Randolph?
FFA.
Oh, yeah, Future Farmers of America, of Randolph.
Yep.
And then they came in and said, hey, you know, we can use some of these bleachers.
That's correct.
On their what, football field? Baseball?
I think they put it out by the tractor pull track.
Oh, tractor pull.
I think that's where it went. I'm not positive.
And so they had to tear them apart.
Yes.
And then go ahead.
The Rice County Steam and Gas got some, too, so I helped them guys also.
Oh, okay.
So we took power grinders and cut the bolts off and used a skid steer, loaded them on my trailer, and hauled them out to Rice County Steam and Gas.
And so what I remember is coming out to your place and separating bolts and
yes,
nuts.
We did one afternoon.
Where were they going? All those big buckets of bolts and nuts and washers.
Well, I put them in my trailer and hauled them into town so they had them to use when they were assembling the bleachers back together. That was kind of a puzzle to put together, but
yeah, that was my next question. Herman Transberg is my guest here on the Wayne Eddy Affair. We're talking about the bleachers at the rodeo site, and so the same nuts and bolts that came off of the old ones were put in a bucket and then brought out to put together the new ones?
Yeah, they used quite a few of them. And of course, there was a lot of new supplies that had to be bought. Nuts and bolts, I don't know what a lot of other supplies. Mike Peterson and his son were taking care of all that.
And didn't the new ones come with nuts and bolts?
There wasn't enough.
Oh, okay.
Some of them were too rusty and too old, or yeah. had been stretched too far, so we had to get rid of them.
So, and we got to give a lot of credit for Mike Peterson and his son.
And the crew that helped him, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, these guys work for nothing, from what I understand. Volunteerism, maybe some expenses.
They'll have to be reimbursed and paid for some of their time, and of course they had to get reimbursed for the parts they paid for.
Yeah. But anyhow, it's a real, real expensive project.
Yes.
Now, there was a sense of concern 2 weeks ago. I mean, what are we going to do if we don't have bleachers? Because to rent
them is
so expensive. Just, I mean, it's crazy. You lose money a lot. So.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah, they're kind of spendy. We get rental bleachers. That have, a lot of them have been up at the state fairgrounds. Sitting around, and like when you'd see TV shows, a lot of those bleachers they were sitting on are rentals. That a couple of them came, will be coming here.
And so putting them, the word was that in the past there were 2,500 seats. And so you take 2,500 on Friday, 2,500 on Saturday afternoon, and 2,500. So the maximum is 7,500 seats, and that was packed with that number.
If we've sold out.
Which, yeah, and some years it did, you know, pretty much.
Usually not on Saturday afternoon, but yeah, well, the last couple of years have been a lot better. The last few years have been really good on Saturday afternoon.
Okay, so now you take these, the Randolph FFA, takes all everything. Some of it is scrap.
Yep, they cut it up for scrap.
And some of them went out to the
Randolph.
And they used them this past weekend. I mean, I'm talking about the steam and gas.
Oh, yep.
Okay. And then Randolph also had some of them for their football or
correct.
Whatever, tractor pull. So everybody's happy, except we drive by 2 weeks ago, it seems.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 weeks ago, and there's nothing there.
No.
And you go, holy cow, you got a big rodeo, PRCA, coming in.
That's correct.
What's going to happen? Well, all of a sudden you see trucks out there and delivery of the units, and I pulled in and I talked to Mr. Peterson, and I said, how's it going? He said, well, we're trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Nothing came with.
No instructions whatsoever. Yeah. All they had was one picture to work off of from where they stood before.
Yeah, that was it. A picture, not a close-up. I mean, a picture from a distance.
Yeah, that's correct.
And so these guys had to figure out how it's going to go. And a little bit slow getting the first section together. And then after that, boom, they knew what they were doing. And
yeah, they did a good job. Very good.
So now my question is, how many does do the new bleachers hold?
Wayne, that's a... I think we figured out it'd be about 1,700, I think.
Are they numbered, do you know?
No, we're not. It'll be just general admission this year.
Okay, will they eventually be numbered like the old ones?
Well, at this time, we're not sure because we just don't know how it's going to work layout this year.
Yeah, they have to figure out where they're going to put the concessions.
Yeah, where everything's going to go.
Yeah, and I heard recently, and I totally understand this, I always think of people like Ray Menard and Rob Anderson and Dr. Moore and, there are many other that were Lions. And they had the food stand at the rodeo. They started that many years ago.
Yeah, they did.
And the club started getting smaller.
Yeah.
As most clubs seems to be happening, except maybe the Rotary. But because of that, the men and women that were the Lions had to man that thing
for three days.
And they didn't, I mean, there weren't enough volunteers where you could go say, I'll give 4 hours and I'm done. They were there all the time. And they made the steak and the beans and everything
correct.
Was
yep.
delicious. This year, they decided that there just weren't enough people.
Not enough help.
And so they are not going to be there.
Yep, that's correct.
So hopefully Lynn is working on getting concessionaires in there.
Oh, yeah. We'll have plenty of food there. That's all well covered.
How about the beer tent?
We'll have that, a beer tent. Yep.
How about the whiskey tasting?
I'm sure we're going to have that.
Okay.
Because Pendleton is a major sponsor for the PRCA, and so we'll have some of their product there.
All right. So it looks like things are going to go smoothly?
Oh, I sure hope so.
Okay. So how many units have you got coming down from the state fair?
I think there's going to be four.
Okay. That gets a little pricey too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And that's why we want a full house.
Yes, that would be a really good thing if we could sell out.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. We are going to take a break, and we'll continue our conversation with Herman Transberg right after this important timeout on the Wayne Eddy Affair.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the Buffalo Rotisserie-Style Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a rallying cry, please.
Coming right up.
Crusaders of flavor! Ahead lies the bold and spicy Buffalo Rotisserie-Style Chicken Signature Wrap. There may come a day when you wish for bland flavor, but it is not this day. This day, we feast! Go forth to Subway and make it what you want!
Limited time at participating shops.
Well, Herman, I have to ask you a couple more questions here on KYMN Radio. And first of all, I got to ask you if you and your sons are going to continue the tradition of going to the schools.
And what time is this going to happen, Wayne?
Oh, well, I'll tell you.
Good.
It's exactly the way it was last year,
okay.
The year before, and the year before, and the year before.
Probably 9:30 at Sibley first.
9:45.
9:45, okay.
At Sibley School, Herman and your sons, hopefully.
One son.
Okay. And hopefully some more Raiders.
Well, I'm working on that all the time.
Oh, I appreciate that. I really do, because the kids really like to hear the true story.
Yep.
The defeat of Jesse James days.
This going to the schools is always... It's hard to explain, but like I've heard Wayne on the radio several times, and we go in there with the ambassadors and of course us Raiders and put on tell a story of what happened. And all at once, here's the kid that was sitting on her knees running for an ambassadorship, and you kind of look around and say, geez, well, how'd them years slip by?
Yeah, it is amazing. We're going to Sibley at 9:45, and we're going to Bridgewater at 10:30, and then we're going to the Senior Center at 11:15, and then at noon we're going down to a big quarterback club feast under the tent.
And that's always good.
In the townie tent.
Yeah.
Hey, I just came up with a new one, a townie tent. And then we go to St. Dominic's at 1:15.
That's always a fun place to go.
And it's fun particularly when one of the ambassadors had gone to that particular... Well, all of the ambassadors went to one of these schools.
Yeah, they
so,
did.
So it's like a nice homecoming for them. And then at 2 o'clock, we're going to Greenvale. And at 2:45, we're going to the Northfield Manor. And then at 3:15, we're going to the Three Links Care Center. And we start... let's say 9:30 because we've got to assemble.
Yep, right.
And so 9:30 to 3:30, that's a long day.
Yes, it is.
And it can be exhausting. But it's very educational for the kids in school, don't you agree?
Yes, I do.
And yep. We also bring along a...
the barrel man, usually, and a whip cracker, whoever is at entertainment at the rodeo. They're kind enough to come along.
And they put on a show all by themselves.
Yes, they do.
And one of them once had a dog.
I guess I don't recall that right offhand, but yeah.
one of them had a dog and it would jump through a hoop and do this and do that. Yep. How long when did you start being a raider?
I've been a since 1992. But before that, 1980, I rode a couple of few times with you.
Yeah.
And then we filmed the In Search Of show.
Oh, yeah. That was 81.
That's correct. In the spring.
Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I do.
I have that great story. Can I repeat it?
Oh, of course.
Okay. I was contacted by a Hollywood producer, and the late Bob Shumway was called by Hollywood at the First National Bank.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And he said, well, why don't you talk to Wayne Eddy? So they contacted me and wanted to know this and know that. And I said, well, if you're coming to Northfield to do the bank, I says, how about if we do a raid reenactment? Oh, you do that? Well, then I got, that was the producer, then the executive producer, or whatever, called and said, what can you do for us?
Yeah.
So we got the firemen and the JCs to bring in dirt.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there was dirt on the street in front of the bank, so when it was on film, it looked authentic.
Yeah, and I mean, it was almost the whole street.
Yeah.
And the JCs cleaned it up and the fire department, so thanks to the fire department, because the JCs are non-existent here in town anymore, unfortunately. And so what we did is you and I and Chip DeMann and the other DeMann brothers,
yep,
and
correct.
Chuck did the raid reenactment. And what did we learn? We learned that, hey, that was fantastic. One more time.
That's correct.
Oh, man, you guys, great. One more time.
Yeah, do it again.
I think we rode across the bridge at least five times.
Oh, out at Waterford.
Yeah, and then we also had, I told him, I said, when we robbed the bank, there is no one more time. This is April. It's kind of raining out.
Yes, it was.
And drizzly, and these horses haven't been ridden all winter for the most part.
Yeah, that's right.
So we can't, you know, do it again and again. Well, we come bursting out of the bank, and I got my left foot in the stirrup, and the horse started turning on me, and I couldn't catch up to him. Cut.
Yeah.
So that we did it all over again. And
then he took to bucking and pitching on you, if I remember right. You got up in the saddle, and there went Wayne, the rodeo rider.
And there's a picture with that horse's nose just inches off the ground, and his legs, his hoofs,
way up
together. No, he was in the bend over position.
Oh, okay.
And he was just getting ready to buck. And there I am with my arm up and the hat in the air, and he bucked all the way over to Jacobson's.
Yeah.
And it took, you know, so a lot of fun doing that. And we got, at that time, a big deal. We got a VCR player and
yes.
a television set.
Yes.
And I think back that we could have done so much more on that money-wise.
Yeah.
You know, naive. We could have said, hey, you know, we want $10,000 for the Historical Society.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Yeah, but 1981, who knew? I didn't. 7 minutes before 10 o'clock, Herman is my guest here on KYMN Radio. And give a shout out to a fellow raider at that time, or in the 90s for sure, Chuck Hawkins.
Yep, Chuck.
We called him Hawk.
That's right.
And he just went through leg amputation.
Yep, I saw that.
And so our hats off, heartfelt, get well soon.
Yeah, all our best wishes go out to Hawk.
Yeah, and we lost a couple of raiders, and Wayne Lobbs we lost very early on.
Yes.
Did you ride with Wayne? Do you recall?
Yep, we did.
And of course, Donuts.
Oh, Mikey.
Yeah. And we lost him, and we had a couple of accidents with other guys, motorcycles, a couple of guys on motorcycles.
Yep.
So it's a tough group of people, the Raiders.
And, of course, you got severely burned, and I was standing right there when that happened, when the cartridges fired right around your belt, lifted you right off the cement.
Yeah, that 1991.
Yeah.
Well, did you try to rescue me, put out the fire?
I think you got, I was not real close, but I was close enough to see on it. You kind of got up and put the fire out on your duster and looked around and got up on the horse and I, whew.
Yeah, then went to the hospital.
Yes, you did.
Had severe burns. I still have the scars. You want to see them?
No, thanks, Wayne. I'm good.
Okay, we're going to take a final break here on the Wayne Eddy Affair. This is Defeated Jesse James Day Week on Kim, a friend you can count on.
Flexion Care Suites on the campus of Three Links here in Northfield offers comfort care in a home-like environment. We provide compassionate, specialized end-of-life care to residents and families during phases of an incurable illness. We have a wonderful staff that provides the highest quality of care, supporting each resident's personal wishes. I am Susan Samuelson, Clinical Nurse Manager of Reflections. You can call me at 664-8809 for a tour of this beautiful facility.
We're back on the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN, a friend you can count on. Are you familiar with this music? Huh?
No.
Really? This is the Steve Miller Band.
Oh.
Well, I'm going away to leave. Won't be back no more. Going back down south, child.
Called Can't Be Satisfied.
Oh my gosh.
What kind of music do you like?
Oh, polkas.
Just another polka.
Yep, and of course the older country western, Willie Nelson, all that kind of guys.
Okay, wait, now you retired from Malt-O-Meal, right?
Yes, I did.
How many years did you stay and work for Malt-O-Meal?
29 years.
29 years. Were you retired before Post bought it?
That's correct. Yeah, it's okay. Over 10 years ago I retired.
How many horses do you have on your farm?
5 right now.
And are they all riding
oh, yes.
horses?
Yep.
Okay.
It's, yeah, ride and drive.
Okay. Tell us about the time we were giving a exit to the late Dallas Haas.
Oh.
From St. Peter's Church to the cemetery over on Spring Creek Road, I think it is.
Yeah.
And Wall That's Street.
Correct. That's correct.
What happened to you?
How come you're, Wayne, I kind of embarrassed to even remember that. We were going along and my horse went down and I got dismounted and he walked away from it and couldn't get him. Chip DeMann's been riding that horse for years.
Yeah, I think I rode that horse when it fell. Going into the ring for the raid reenactment.
Oh, okay, yep.
And that was the one where I got knocked out, broke my collarbone, oh. and tore my rotator cuff.
Oh, that's painful.
But I did get back on the horse and continued the raid.
Yep. Yeah, you're a showman there, Wayne. You always get up no matter what.
But, well, I don't do those things on purpose, that's for sure.
No.
You know, somebody said, oh, you fell off your horse. I did not fall off my horse. The horse fell.
Yep.
Taking that corner, wanting to beat the horses in front. And I think that might have been the horse you had at one time.
Probably.
At 2.5 minutes before 10 o'clock, our guest this morning is Herman Transberg. And Herman and one son for sure. Which son is coming?
My older son, Foster.
Now, Foster, he's the big guy.
Well, he's pretty good size, yes,
and
he is.
And he's the quiet guy.
For the most part, yeah.
And he's a teddy bear.
Yeah.
And he had a daughter that was an ambassador.
Yes, she was. She's going into her second year in college.
And did she enjoy that experience?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
She was, it's amazing what that makes him into a young lady.
Yeah. What does your son Foster do now?
He's working for the city of Le Sueur.
Le Sueur?
That's correct.
Is that where TJ went?
That's correct.
Oh, for gosh sakes. Okay.
Their bosses went there and the boys went with them, basically.
Okay.
When it comes basic.
Well, here's the deal. The rodeo, why don't you just remind us again when, where, and why?
The rodeo will be on Friday evening at 8 o'clock, Saturday at 2 p.m., Saturday night at 8. Tickets are available at Doc Mo Ford, Econo Foods, which is Fairway Foods, or what is it? Family Fair.
Family Fair.
And, of course, Ziggy's on the north end of town on St. Olaf and Water.
All right, and at the gate.
and at the gate. And if you pre-buy your tickets early, they're $16. And at the gate, they'll be $18. Kids are $10. And 3 hours before performance, the tickets will not be available for that performance.
Say that last part again.
3 hours before the performance, you cannot pre-buy tickets. They'll be at the gate.
Oh, I get it, because they're drawing the tickets out and bringing them. Okay. Yep. All right. When I heard won't be sold or something. Whoa. Well, Herman, it sounds like the PRCA, which
That's
stands
correct.
For the Professional Rodeo
Association.
And that's the big one.
Yes.
That's the one people watch on television.
Yep, that's correct.
Nationals are in Las Vegas.
That's correct.
And the Raiders went to Las Vegas and put on a show at the Nationals.
One time, yeah.
Yeah. Did you go to that one?
No, I did not.
Okay. And sounds like a lot of fun, and glad to see those bleachers up. And
yes, it is.
Thank you very much for coming in. You're going to be late for work. You got to get over there.
Yeah, we'll be looking for you.
Yeah, I like it. Herman will pump gas for you between 10 and 2, Ed Ziggy's.
On Tuesdays.
And you just drive in and he'll come over and wash your windshield and do everything. Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne.
All right. Coming up next on the Wayne Eddy Affair, another member of the Defeated Jesse James Day Committee, and it's going to be Bridget Helcock, and she is our official photographer. And we'll be back in a flash here on the Wayne Eddy Affair, but news next on 1080 AM radio and the 195.1 FM from Northfield, Minnesota.
Kavanaugh hearings, Gordon threatens. I'm John Trout. Protests erupt as hearings on Capitol Hill kick off for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Attendees disrupting the hearing were escorted out. Senator Cory Booker joined his Democratic colleagues asking that the proceedings be suspended.
Mr. Chairman, I appeal to be recognized on your sense of decency and integrity. Even the documents you have requested, Mr. Chairman, even the ones that you said, the limited documents you have requested, this committee has not received. And the documents we have, you, sir, have
Chairman,
labeled
I'd
committee confidential. They should be transparent. This committee, sir, is a violation of even the values I've heard you talk about time and time again. The ideals that we should have. What is the rush?
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley wants Democrats to stop complaining about documents pertaining to Judge Brett Kavanaugh not being made available. Grassley attempted to restore order several times.
Senator Booker, I think that I respect very much a lot of things you do, but you spoke about my decency and integrity. And I think you are taking advantage of my decency and integrity.
The Kavanaugh hearing continues under delay on Capitol Hill, under protest by the Democrats. Tropical Storm Gordon is moving steadily toward the northern Gulf Coast, with landfall expected at dusk of hurricane strength. Many coastal residents have nighttime flooding concerns.
If we get 5 inches in a short period of time, we have a serious problem in here.
Winds are steadily increasing and are likely to hit the shore at 75 miles per hour. The National Hurricane Center is predicting a life-threatening storm surge along parts of the central Gulf Coast. I'm John Trout.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
We're back live and in color on the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN Radio, 1080 on your AM dial since 1968. Be 50 years old this month, and also the 195.1.